Steve, thanks. Hi, everybody. It's Bill and Wendy. Call us, 312-981-7200. Health.com recently did a report in which they stated that negativity, being negative, may have links to serious health issues, which could include heart disease, stroke, and dementia, all bad things. We have on with us Christopher Macklin right now on the telephone, an energy coach, to discuss how negativity can affect your health, especially the news. Christopher, thank you for being here. How are you?
Oh, Bill, thanks for having me on, Wendy, as well.
Absolutely.
Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. First of all, I have to tell you, I'm in an amazing mood today, and it's because we just broke a record in Chicago for warmth. So over 64 degrees, we broke the record.
Oh,
it's sunny. It's a Friday. So I feel like I'm in an amazing mood, and yet that can make total sense.
Absolutely. I mean, it's easy to, get up on the wrong side of bed, you stub your toe, you have a bad morning, and, you know, things get worse and worse because you've just shifted your negative pattern to think of negative things. Or you switch on the news and you hear all this hateful things going on, you think, my goodness, you know, it's just crazy. And people internalize that. They don't realize, but, you know, I call it third-dimensional drivel. You know, it's a lot of this stuff is just drivel. It's talking about he said that. You know, that shouldn't affect your life. You know, your life is more precious than that. You should be actually in the moment, you know, present around your family, looking at all the positive things in your life, because everyone's got amazing positive things, but it's so easy to get caught up with that, and it can create rifts in families. It can create problems. Oh, well, I don't like him, or, you know, politicians and this and that, you know, and it's just, it doesn't make any sense to me, because it's all about loving people. It's not about, you know, judging them for what they believe in or not believe in. And so I think it's very important to kind of stay a step back. But what happens with that energy, it builds up around the heart. It builds up in layers. And that's why people always say, if you get stressed, you might end up with a heart attack. Absolutely, because the more negative energy has around the heart muscle starts to struggle because it's burdened with this energy. You know, the heart is a storage of energy, and people don't believe that. And if you look at all the chakras and the Chinese medicine, it kind of explains it. But then what happens is, because of blockages, it can affect your adrenals, it can affect your liver, it can affect your GI. So, you know, people get problems, stuck energies, and they end up with things like fibromyalgia. Worse, they can end up with cancer, because if your vibration drops, fungal infections, which everyone has in their body, which is a natural occurrence, they just sit there until you've got negative energy, and then they're allowed to actually start to mutate and turn into cancer tumors. And, you know, we get rid of cancer tumor. It's like a common cold. It's so easy to get rid of. But the cause, it's important to get rid of the cause, because if you don't get rid of the cause, which is the emotion, it'll come back, you know.
But there's always, Christopher, there's always going to be bad news. I mean, no matter what you're doing, there's going to be some things that are going to upset you a little bit. How better to process these things? Is there a way that we can do this that's a healthier way?
Well, I think you just got to focus on, there's always positive things. I mean, if negative news comes in, I mean, I don't associate with that. And yes, it's bad news, but again, you've got to get back within your own space, you know, because if you internalize that, negative energy, it's going to make you sick. So it's important to shift that mindset to positivity. Okay, that happened in the world, but, you know, the world is a good place. I mean, in news, you know, people say, oh, this happened, that happened, Iraq, Iran, somewhere. But they don't say, in America today, I'll guarantee there's over 50, 80 million amazing deeds done by American people today. And mm-hmm. No one ever, you know, puts that on news. God, we had 50 million, you know, American people doing amazing things for the next door neighbor, or a guy on the street that gave him $20, and, you know, whatever it is, you know, Betty in the soup kitchen, she's been there for 43 years. Instead, all we do is get negative stuff all the time. And I think you've got to think about the positive things, because they're not there. So you have to create them in your mind and think, well, America is an amazing place, you know, and I think all we have to do is focus on the positivity of what's happening, you know. The news and things like that is just the very minor few things that happen, but are blown up, you know, and you know, portrayed as something huge. When, you know, if you look at the positive side, I think that's the important thing to look at.
All right, I have a theory, and I'm a little stressed out a lot of the time, but I try not to get upset about the things that I can't change, things that are out of my control, because to me that's kind of wasted energy and wasted anxiety. Is there any truth to that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can within your field, within your life, you can change anything. But in governmental or, you know, worldwide things, you can only try and think about changing things, but, you know, but what's important is what you create in your mind, you can create in reality. So you're absolutely right. You know, the big things you cannot change. So why not focus on the things you can change? And if you change the vibration of America, because your vibration's up today by that little bit, that'll add to somebody else, and suddenly things get better, you know. Because if you have positive energy, it transfers to other people. You become a people magnet because you think, wow, you know, this person's really high vibrational.
I would like to be a person magnet.
Can you help Wendy with that, Christopher? Is there some way you can make that happen?
Go ahead. I love talking to people, and I do. I gravitate to people. And there, I have to tell you, there are people that I don't know, and I'll be shopping or something, and somebody will come up to me and just say, hey, how do you think this blouse looks on me? I'm amazed that people come and ask me things. You've seen it happen, Bill, where
many
people
times.
Come up and just like tell me like some tragic story, and I'm like, oh, I am so sorry to hear that. People do just come up and kind of unload on me. What's wrong with me?
Well, that's because you've got high vibration and you're an empath, so you listen. And, you know, all you have to do is give them a hug and say, oh, bless you, you know. And just for that, you know, that one person who unloaded some things on you, as long as you don't take that energy on, you by just giving them a hug and caring, you've changed their day. Like, wow, someone does care, you know, because there's so many people who don't care. You know, it's really important to show your empathy and show that you really show up and care. You know, we do a lot for people all over, you know, and... It's amazing. It blows me away and it excites me. It gives me a purpose to get up in the morning and know that, you know, for example, there's a girl, she was in New York, she's gone back to Serbia. She had spinal cancer right down her spine. She couldn't even bend over. Now the cancer's gone and she's almost good to go, but it was caused by emotion. And so we've got to make sure that the emotion's gone because it will come back, you know. And, you know, that goes for many people. You know, we did 10,500 healing sessions last year.
10,000?
Can you imagine, you know, 10,500 healing sessions last year.
And you were involved in these?
Oh, yeah, I do them all.
That's not bad.
I got to tell you,
busy schedule.
My mother had a very slow-growing cancer years ago, and her first bout with it, she has since passed on. It came back and took her, but at the beginning, when she first heard she had this cancer, she went to some, my sister took her to some... conference or something, and the person there was trying to say envision like a Pac-Man game, and like cancer are the dots that the Pac-Man monster is going to go eat. And it's weird, but you can in your mind help get rid of things and fight things, and I don't know if you can help heal yourself, but
a positive attitude
absolutely.
Is going to help you.
So there's total truth to that.
Well, I think, you know, to heal yourself completely, you've got absolute faith. And absolute faith is almost like, you know, if someone's squeezing a gun to your head, you can either commit suicide and die, or you can turn around and say, do you know what, you cannot touch me. Now, if you've got the power of the mind, you can change reality like that. And so that power, if you've got that power, you know, to be faced with death and overcome it by changing the reality, then you have the power to heal yourself. If not, then... the power of positive thinking certainly helps because it gets your vibration up. Cancer can't live in a high vibration body. But if you look at, you know, all the stuff that happens, you know, in America with the foods and, you know, corn syrup, all sorts of, you know, all sorts of additives that are banned in Europe and yet they're here. No wonder, you know, one in two people get cancer sometime in their life because, you know, it's toxins, it's emotion, it's, you know, it's everything, you know.
We're talking
so
with
it's important to step out of.
Oh, sorry, Christopher. We're talking with energy coach Christopher Macklin, helping us answer the question, can the news make you sick? Can the news ruin your life? You alluded to what's gone on in the news a couple of times since we've been talking to you, so I'll just elaborate a little bit more. The election was very hard for many of us to accept. I can't tell you how many people I saw the day after the election or the week after election just kind of hanging their head, walking around going, what just happened? What does that do when something happens that's that cataclysmic to certain people? How do you rebound from that, Christopher?
Well, I think you just got to realize that, you know, we're all in it together. You know, again, I mean, the president is the president. And, you know, I've got my own opinions about him, which is unfair to share with people, I guess. But what I do see generically in the political parties is a lot of filthy, dirty stuff going on.
From both parties.
Money. Well,
right?
Yeah, but all parties.
Yeah.
All parties, but in politicians.
Right.
And I think sometimes if you get someone new who's very different, it might sort of break that apart and actually change the whole persona of it, you know, because, and it happened in Britain, you know, I remember something like in Britain where they fiddle in the accounts and all the members of parliament were showing up and, you know, they fiddled this, they did that, and nothing happened with it. You think, you've got to be kidding, they got away with millions of pounds,
yeah.
And yet no one did anything. You know, it's bizarre, you know. So I think sometimes politicians get too comfortable with all the, you know, all the abilities, and sometimes, you know, someone fresh and you look at it as a businessman might actually help change it, you know.
Yeah.
Do you have a book currently out, sir?
I've got two books. One is called Dissolving the Enigma of Divine Healing. It talks about cause and effect, what causes leukemia. You know, again, leukemia, you know, you're not making the right white blood cells and therefore, you know, your platelets. But what causes that, you know? And people don't know. What causes, for example, arthritis? You know, if you go to the doctors and you've got arthritis in your right hand, you know, your right wrist but not on the left one, the doctors say, well, that's old age. But hang on a minute, they're both the same age. You did it, one's got arthritis,
right.
The other one hasn't. So something's going on, and it's energy imbalance, you know. If your bones don't get the energy they need, they start to calcify. And, you know, so it goes on. So, you know, the books do help. The second one is Divine Transcendence. That talks about what's going on in the world, manipulations, and how to actually step out of them. Because there is a lot of manipulation going on, and people don't realise, and it's not to be scared of it. It's just to understand it so you can block it out of your life and keep yourself positive, you know.
All right, and some of the ways to clear your mind of this toxic energy. I've done acupuncture. I am not currently doing it, although I got to tell you, I miss it. I really felt awesome after doing it. Yoga is good for many people. Do you have some suggestions?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, think positive. We have a few CDs out. You know, there's one detox CD where it switches toxins out of your body in space and time. It's amazing. You feel like there's breeze coming out of your body. We have one that releases the heart chakra, the emotion. It does 21 releases at the time. So all you have to do is lie there for 20 minutes in a relaxed state, and it does it for you, you know. So these instruments that we create are there to help you, you know. And think positive, you know. Switch off the news and start going out, you know, in the world and walking and, you know, being amongst trees and nature and start looking at the blessings, you know. If I can give you a very quick story.
Sure.
I had a lady, she phoned the radio station. I was on the radio station. She said, well, I don't know if I can help you. She said, I'm ugly. I've got no teeth. My hair's falling out. And my bed's broke. I thought, oh, okay. So, I said, okay, let's look at the positive.
So, where is the positive there?
No, I said, do you have a house? She goes, yes. Okay. Do you have food on the table? Yes. Do you have a car? Yes. I said, okay, don't you think you're doing pretty well? I said, every time I go to New York, I see all these people on the street and in ghettos and things, and they struggle, and we give them $20 here and there to try and help them. But you've got all this. It's amazing. And your bed's broke. If you ask God, you know, and say, look, I'm manifesting a new bed. Dear God, I deserve one. You'll get one. So she did that. And a week later, she emailed the radio station and said, I can't believe it. A charity turned up with a new bed on my doorstep out of the blue. She goes, I'm blown away, you know. So she got a new bed. If you keep telling the universe and God that, you know, it's broke, you manifest more broke. If you do the same with my bills, I can't pay my bills, you just manifest, well, there's more bills to pay because you can't pay them. If you say, do you know what, I've got abundance in my life, full stop, there is no doubt, then things start flowing. And yeah. I think it's, you know, you have to be it.
You do have to be it. You have to put it out there. You have to be positive. And you have to give us your website so people can find all your information.
Absolutely. It's Christopher Macklin Ministries. Macklin, M-A-C-K-L-I-N. Ministries is plural.com. And, you know, if you want help, please, please, you know, give us a call. We get rid of fibromyalgia very quickly, you know. We get rid of a lot of diseases and the cause and the symptoms, so it never comes back. And that's so important to me. Gives people a new lease of life. They find their gifts. And another thing I think as well is I hear, you know, when I do all these healings, 10 north thousand last year, so many people say, I hate my job. Oh, God, the boss. Oh, God, this. Or, oh, goodness, that, you know. Well, if it's that bad, change it, you know, because you should be able to get out of bed and say, you know, I'm so looking forward to going work. I'm excited about the day. The people I'm going to help, you know. You've got to find your gift. Everyone's got a gift. And whatever that gift is, find it. Nurture it, and you'll be blessed by it because it's a gift from God, you know. And they always bless you when you actually pursue your gift, your talent. And I think that's a really, really important thing.
Christopher, thank you. Appreciate you being here. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill and Wendy. Bless you. Take care.
Take care. ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com. Interesting.
All right. We'll take a quick break and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.